B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line. You know that by now. You got something to say. Hit us up on that line, publish a message, we review all the messages, and we select ones that we think deem worthy of being on the air. Let's see what we have.
I'm sure with Colin Kaepernick settling out of court had nothing to do with money, like you said. I'm sure that it was all for the cause. He'll probably give that money right back to the cause or spread it out to his favorite charity out there, because apparently, the way you talk, Colin Kaepernick is, up there with Robin Hood.
Oh, well, apparently you didn't understand the issue and why he protested in the first place. So I would suggest you educate yourself.
Eric Reid and Colin Kaepernick both got, let's say, $100 million. The NFL allowed them to put it towards whatever cause that they wanted against social injustice, that they just couldn't do it on the NFL watch. I understand that because the NFL gets what they want. There's less publicity about it. It makes sense for the NFL and for the players. They can put it towards whatever that they can to help improve society that we live in.
Yeah, they did that grudgingly after the players protested. And they did it grudgingly here because they realized if they would have lost a collusion suit, they could have lost punitive damages about $1 billion. They're real troopers, the NFL.
But I said $10 million per team, that's $320 million. Okay, so they didn't go that high. They went $5 million per team, which is $160. $160 is $80 for him and Eric Reid. And if it's $60 to $80 million, like they said, then the lawyer got his cut too. But that's what they turned out to. So they pretty much gave him backup money from every team in the league.
Yeah, well, yeah. $80 million, I have to laugh. To the NFL, $80 million, like that's not going to break over them. You know, $80 million they got laying around.
And they actually, it's all spread out among all 32 teams. Yeah. Each of them pay a cut of it.
Sure.
So
yeah, that's
Lori got to pay a couple dollars, old boo-hoo.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
This one show on ESPN, reporter comes on and says, Kaepernick has already been damaged enough. He's already hurting enough. I mean, he goes, for crying out loud, he lost his job over this. He didn't lose his job over this. He had the opportunity to resign with the 49ers.
Yeah, that was before this whole thing happened, so you got to do your research. When you're going to make a point, I don't mind that you make a point, but you do your research before you make the point because you're inaccurate. They signed with the 49ers before the protest came.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if Goodell and the owners, behind closed doors, somebody takes a hit, signs Kaepernick, he has no collusion case, and they don't have to pay him the buyout. Are the owners of the NFL and Goodell that stupid?
Well, that's what I've been saying for a long time. Somebody hires him, the collusion suit goes away. No, think about this. They'd rather pay the $80 million than actually put him on a team.
Hey, I heard Claude Giroux was expecting a baby. I didn't know Jason Martinez was pregnant.
Oh, that's not right. Oh,
that's a violation.
That is a total violation. Congratulations to G. He's having a baby boy, isn't he?
Yes, that's what I read.
Yeah, in all
first
this.
Child for G.
That's
yeah,
because
his wife put the Valentine's Day heart picture and next to the ultrasound picture.
Yeah, that was cute.
Which showed a little pee-pee.
Yeah, it didn't. I think I don't like those pictures.
Yeah, like The Departed when Vera Farmiga showed Matt Damon.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight.
sustained victory, and I was one of the most active-minded, unaware of the game situation ball players I can remember.
The best instructor.
And now he's going to spring training to instruct young guys.
He's a guest
instructor. What's next? The Eagles bringing Coach Tight into training camp?
Yeah, he's gonna teach base runners to hang off of third base when there's a line drive to first so he can get doubled.
When he shoots a free throw or when he shoots a three-pointer, he has what could best be described as an epileptic seizure, yet it's Brett Brown's fault with bad coaching. Gives me a flipping break.
Yeah, Markel, you should have kept your mouth shut. You know, that didn't come off right. But you're gone. I don't waste another thought about Markel Fultz. He's gone. I wasted enough of my brain.
Listen there, Fultz. Brett Brown is like our brother. We can make fun of him. The family, the city can make fun of Brett Brown, can call for his head. But not you anymore, my friend. No. You're in Orlando. Why don't you do me a favor and take a trip to SeaWorld? That's all you're good for.
No, you're absolutely right. Brett Brown hated in this town. Criticized. All of a sudden, you criticize him. Boom. He turns into Wally Cleaver.
Hey, newsflash for Machado and Harper. The days of the Pujols and Robinson Cano contracts are long gone. Yeah, you'll sign somewhere, but not for the money you want. For what the team wants to sign you for. Wake up.
Yeah, well, we shall see about that, won't we? And at the end of the day, I think he's getting it.
Hey, Mike, the Kuchar situation. I think the problem is that while he's relaxing and resting in the hotels at tournaments, he's watched the Bagger Vance movie too many times, and he thinks $5 is an appropriate tip for a caddy. That's what Bagger Dan.
Yeah.
Dan's got from Captain Junior.
Or the greatest game ever played. Pass the hat for Eddie! Pass the hat for Eddie!
We all know that the Sixers are a new team with the new pieces that they have. But come on, Mike. This thing's been going on for the whole season with this erratic defense. And these new pieces ain't going to make a bit of difference, as far as I'm concerned, unless Brett Brown does something more innovative to make this defense more of a cohesive unit.
I agree with you. Now, the defense is coached by that Billy Lang. And last year was coached by Lloyd Pierce. So it's up to Billy Lang to come up with something. Close it down, Todd.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.